And now, this is today's. There's too much going on here. Hold on a second. Hi. Hi there. Hi. Okay. How's this? Okay. Hello. Hi. Okay. Maybe a little more. A little more, huh? Okay. It's a little distorted, isn't it? Okay. Let's bring it down just a little. Okay, I turned the gain down a little bit. Let's see what that does. Okay, here I am talking. Hello there. Anyone hear me? Can I hear myself? I don't know if I can hear myself, but I sure as hell can hear the many voices in my head telling me to do very bad things. Okay. Hi, are we still on? Okay. Hi. Anybody seen my dick out there? Okay. About high time we did another list of Dionne Warwick concerts. Okay. 1975, live in Hammersmith, London. That's the first one. The second one is 1975, live in Washington, D.C. The list continues on to 1977, live at Jubilee Hall, Edmonton, Canada. Okay, our next entry on the list, 1977, live in Germany. Okay. Our next Dionne Warwick concert is 1978. Live at the Forum, Canada. Pardon my cold. Okay, our next item is 1980. Live at Park West, Chicago. That's an HBO concert. Okay, our next concert is 1980, live at Park West, Chicago. This would be the PBS version. The next concert on the list is 1982, Portrait of a Legend. It's a documentary. I'd like to see that, actually. Okay, 1983, live at Rialto Square Theater, Joliet, Illinois. Now that's the concert that is known as Dionne Warwick Live, and that's the very popular 1983 concert where she's wearing that very tacky white dress with the purple kind of leaves pattern. Our next concert is 1984, live in Holland, Edison Grand Gala. Holland is also known as Amsterdam. ...1985 brought about the production of Live in London, where she did All Night Long, which is a Lionel Richie song, and she brought out Gregory Hines for a little impromptu tap dancing. He did a couple numbers and Dionne came on back and sang That's What Friends Are For the entire song, followed by We Are the World, the entire song. Our next concert is 1986, Sisters in the Name of Love, HBO special. I've never heard of this one, but sounds like it might contain Cher. '87 brought about Live in Tokyo, Japan. I've seen this on Laserdisc on eBay. I didn't buy it because I didn't think that I could find anyone who had a Laserdisc player anymore. Brought about two concerts. That's What Friends Are For, concert 1988, and Live at Symphony Hall at the Boston Pops Orchestra. Dionne took a couple years off from recording videos of herself. 1990, she had two, though. Live in Spain. And Coming Home for Friends. This was a gospel production. '91 brought about That's What Friends Are For, also Arista's 15th anniversary as a corporate record label. In 1993, Dionne Warwick celebrated her love Brazilian sound that she discovered while touring for many years through the area. She bought her own house there, recorded many songs, some in Brazilian Portuguese, all using local musicians from Brazil.